Do not confuse this with treatment or mental health advice or direction. Nothing on this podcast is made to supplement or supersede the relationship and direction of your mental health caretakers. Although David Koslowski is a licensed marriage and family therapist, he is not functioning as a certified mental health professional in this environment. And same applies to any professional who may appear on the OG Therapy Podcast. Welcome to the OG Therapy.
Hey, everybody, welcome to another episode of OG Therapy, and I've got Rojo OG, K. Scott OG, to give you some of this delicious street therapy that we call OG Therapy. Fellas, how you guys doing?
Doing good.
Well, we got one for a parent now. So as this episode comes out, we want everybody to thank you so much for all you long-term Light the Fight listeners coming over onto this new ship called OG Therapy. These are two of my partners in OG Therapy. We don't have Jason on the call with us, but there'll be a revolving door between Kenneth, Rojo, Jason, and myself. But we're going to be doing topics from parents, topics from teenagers. So if we got a teenager question, we'll let you know this is from a teenager. If we get a parent question, we'll let you know it's from a parent. If we get a question from an aunt or an uncle, we'll let you know that too. But right now we're just focused on parents and teens. So I believe, Rojo, you got this question for it. Why don't you line it up for us, Rojo?
Yes, I do. From a parent. And this is another good question. Most of us parents got good questions. So for us,
for a lot longer, though.
Right. Yeah, it's longer. It's a little bit detailed, but it hits right where it needs to hit. So the question that we have is, do you have any advice on what I can do to keep the motivation for my kids in the summertime? Soon as school is over, and my teenager is at home, he is not willing to get up or move around, just wants to lay around all summer.
All right. Thank you for the parent that submitted this question. I love this question. And I have a personal example to share with this question. So the question is, you know, want to keep your kids motivated. See, a long time ago, parents were told that you got to protect yourself because your kids, they're clever, they're sly, they will manipulate you. They will get you to give them things that they didn't deserve and didn't earn. Well, I believe in fighting fire with fire. Manipulation goes both ways. You don't want your kids to manipulate you. You don't want your kids, you know, obviously as they get older and teenagers, they're like, I don't want my parents to manipulate me. However, manipulation in and of itself simply means to tweak or to change something. It's not good or bad. All depends on how you use it.
Right.
So to help motivate your kids during the summertime, and this is a question, when parents ask me this question, I'll start to give them an answer, and usually parents will tell me, oh, we've tried this, we've tried that, we've tried that. But the one thing that they don't usually try to motivate their kids, oddly enough, is the things that their kids really want. Example, I've had a parent tell me, I can't get my kid to do their homework, I can't get him to do anything. And I said, really? He said, have you tried motivating? Oh, no, nothing works. No, we tried to offer them, you know, they could have this, they could do that, they could have all these things. Okay, so what does your kid do all day? Like, why are they not doing any of their stuff during the summertime? All they do is play video games all day long. Well, have you tried to motivate them with video games? Why would we do that? Like, that's the problem. We would never go to the video game category. I said, well, that's why you think you've got no leverage. That's why you think you don't have a good hand in this, because you're not willing to use the thing that they're wanting the most. So I bring argument to this with many parents. When I say argument, like a debate, I suggest you put aside your own ego, because a lot of parents will tell me, I don't want to surrender that thing I've been fighting with them for. Right. But if you surrender that thing and give it to them with a plan and with like an actual step-by-step, how they can earn more, how they can get something new as far as video games, whatever it is your kid really wants, then you piece that out over the summer for motivation. So everybody got a little chance to see my son. Well, if you're on Patreon, you can see my little guy. But you got to hear him come in, and he first, look how excited he was. He goes, Rojo, did my dad tell you, first thing I've seen Rojo most, hey, did my dad tell you that I'm getting new Jordans for my birthday? Well, it's actually a little bit different than that. So we went and saw Spider-Man, the new Spider-Man. Right? So my son, on August 15th, he turns 9 years old. He goes, sees the new Spider-Man, and my wife, she's got a couple pair of Jordan 1s. Let's just put it that way, right? She got a couple pair. That's kind of like her thing, Lululemon pants. She's a fitness trainer, like Jordan 1s, right? So she got a couple pair, right? And so my daughter, you know, she wears some of her pair. I got one pair. For some reason, Jordan 1s do not fit my feet well, so I don't really wear them that often, right? They hurt my knees for some reason. So anyway, so my son's like, everybody's got a Jordan 1 set for me. He's like, Dad, like, you know, I want a pair. We said, okay, we can get you a pair for your birthday. He said, well, my birthday is always August 15th. So I tell you what, we'll get you a pair now. We'll go to the store. We'll pick them out. And every, like, throughout the week, if you do all these different things throughout the week, you can wear them on the weekend. So that way they're still good and clean for when school time starts. So when school time starts, I mean, his foot's growing so fast, I don't want to only let him wear them on the weekends. By the time, you know, 4 months from now, he'll grow out of the shoes.
Right.
I only wear them six, seven times. Right. Okay. Exactly. I don't care if he beats up this pair, whatever, like one wear. So what we've done is we found out something he really wants. Saw Spider-Man. He's like, Jordan 1s. These are not cheap shoes, as you guys know. Mm-mm. Right.
No. Nope.
Like these, we had to go to one of the specialty sneaker stores to get really options. Cause you go to Foot Locker, they ain't got no Jordan 1s. You go online, you don't know where you're buying them from, if they're a knockoff or not. Right. So we go to a special sneaker store. We pay the, you know, money. By the way, we didn't give him the Spider-Man Jordan 1s. That was a little bit too much for his first pair of Jordan 1s. He's like, Dad, can I get the Spider-Man 1s? I'm like, nope. I'm like, that was way too much. But I was like, we'll start with the basic ones first. Right. So it's just a basic colorway, right? So we set it all up. So now if he does all these things throughout the week, he can wear them on the weekends. His motivation. Now I've done this with, so this is my kid's situation. His motivation now is like, oh, now I have something in a short period of time I can earn. Parents make the mistake of like, if you do all these things for the next 6 weeks, 2 months, then I'll eventually possibly perhaps get you that thing. But if you buy them the thing, dude, you could smell the leather. Exactly. Ooh, a friend, he opened up the fresh box. He's like, Dad, it comes with a sticker, the Jumpman sticker. I go, oh yes, it does, son.
Yeah.
It comes with that sticker. So can I put on my water bottle? You can put on your water bottle. You can try on the shoes, but you can't use them until you did everything all week long. Dang. Now, this is the same thing with video games. This is the same thing with the console. I got a dad, he was so excited about the new Sony console, right? He was like, he loves to play video games. His son loves to play video games, but he's like, but my son ain't earned it. And during the summertime, he's waking up late. I go, just go. He's like, I don't want to buy it. And then, you know, he'll be mad at me if I buy it and play it for him. I go, no. You use that as leverage. Mm-hmm. Go buy it. Obviously, the guy can afford it. Go buy it. And you say, all right, son, here's what we're going to do. I bought a new game, your favorite game. I got the Sony, whatever. You do this Monday through Friday. Boom. The weekends is ours. We'll play Sony. Bap, 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 bap. The next week, he's like, but then the next week, I'm going to want to play it again. He's like, well, I'm going to want you to do your chores again, too.
Mm-hmm.
You see where we're going with this? Back and forth. There's always something your kid would really do it for. But you as a parent, you got to remember, you're not from the old school days. The old school days, did any of you guys get a couple $100 pair of shoes from your parents? Hell no.
Hey, Payless was still in.
Hey, I got the Nike Cortez. I get the Nike Cortez because that was like the hood ghetto Nike ones that didn't cost a lot of money. And then my mom's like, you get this pair. And you don't get another pair to the end of the school year, so you better make that work. I remember when Vans first came out, all my friends had Vans. I'm like, Mom, get a Vans. She's like, nope, Nike Cortez. Nope, Nike Cortez. First time I got a pair of Vans, it was like, oh, it was like it was a big deal, right? Mm-hmm. So for us, that wasn't in the parents. One, the money was different back then.
Right.
Like they couldn't figure that. That was just a whole different world. Multiple kids, right? So in this situation, you look at it. Most parents, you have enough cake. Money, right? To get something to leverage with your kids. But you as a parent, you have to be on point, on time, on target. If you tell your kids you are going to give them this for them doing a certain amount of chores, you can't at the end of the week say, well, you rolled your eyes and gave me attitude, so I'm not going to let you have it. Rolling your eyes and attitude wasn't part of the deal. Well, you lied to me about something over here that had nothing to do with our deal, so I'm not going to give it to you. You discredit your word. Your reputation is, I'm not going to follow through. I'm not going to follow up on the things I commit to. And so then your kids will say, so neither do I. Most kids tell me that their parents have not kept up their promises. So then therefore they believe in their own little kid mind, because they don't understand hypocrisy. They believe, okay, well, that means I don't have to keep up with some of my promises. Parents, right. We can't be the hypocrite. If you want your kid to follow through with things, then you have to follow through. Is it fair because you have to follow through way more often than they do? No, it's not fair. But as I always say, find me in the job description of being a parent the word fair. Go ahead. I'll wait. Go ahead. Google it. Google it. There ain't no fair in that job description. There ain't no fair in the job description. There ain't no fair in starting your own business. Right? There's no fair in any of those things. So I want you to take this very serious and think about it. I want you to be a master manipulator instead of an old school parent that's just going to say, it's my way, you do it, or you don't get anything from me. We want our kids to be better negotiators. We want our kids to be better partners. We want our kids to have better day-to-day habits. And how can we do that if we're not dangling the right carrot in front of them? I don't like carrots. My son don't like carrots. So I'd use Jordan once.
Right.
If my wife wants to dangle something in front of me, she's like, hey, babe, I was looking at flights to Mexico, your favorite surf spot, blah, blah, blah. You and I could go for 3 days. You get some surf. I'm like, what'd you say? What happened? I'm like, she can motivate me with anything surfing related, getting out of the state of Utah and getting the ocean. And I will do whatever. She's like, but you got to clean this, do this. So I'll go, yes, 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 yes. I'm saying yes to things. I don't even know what she's saying, but she's writing them down saying, you're committing to all these. I'm like, yes, 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 yes. Because I know what I want. I'm willing to sacrifice for.
Right.
And as we've talked about before, you guys, sacrifice is giving up something good for something better. So yes, parents, I'm asking you to sacrifice some of your money, some of the things that you don't want your kids to have, obviously not illegal things, right? Within reason.
Right.
You don't want your kid to be on more video games. And you're like saying, I fight with my kid about video games all the time. I'm not saying video games are good. I'm not saying that it's not going to fry your kid's brain all the time. I'm just trying to say, use the video games to get him to clean up his damn room.
Yep.
Yeah.
Use the video games as like, use it as a manipulative tactic for anything else, because in life it's going to be something. What's going to manipulate you? Is it money? Is it prestige? Is it clout? Right. Everybody's got their thing. Find out what your kid's thing is. You get it for them. Here's the thing is, if you, the old school parent says, if you do these things, then I'll go buy it. No, no, go buy it and wave it in front of their face. Like me, let them wear it on the weekend. Just tease them with it. And man, the ones he picked out, you guys, as Ute fans, black and red with a little bit of white walls, the red bottoms.
Yeah.
I was like, son, do you realize we're going to go to a Ute game wearing these? He's like, yeah. I'm like, do you realize every time the Utes are playing, we're going to put on your new little black and red number 11 jersey? And we're going to put that on, and you're going to rep how good it's going to look. Yeah, yeah. So can I try it on now? I go, nope.
Got to wait.
Got to do all that other stuff first.
Right.
So what do you guys think about that?
Yeah. For me, I love that advice. That advice was something that I just picked up. So I appreciate it, Kyle, because I was like writing notes and like taking some mental notes of everything. And that's great advice. And like the other advice that I use with my son when it comes to things is I like to play like tennis. And that's why I call it in my brain, playing tennis. It's like he hits the ball over to me, but I'm going to hit the ball back over to him and let's see what he does with it. So talking about motivation, as soon as school was over, my son Aiden was just like, all right, I get to sleep in all morning. And it's like, yeah, you could, but then are you really getting anything done? And he's just like, well, you know, at least I get to lay down. And he didn't want to hear me. And this is my 11-year-old. So he didn't really want to hear me. So one special day, I had a lot of errands to run, and I knew that he was going to sleep in. I didn't wake him up. I just kind of let him sleep, you know? So then, you know, I got up, ate breakfast, and, you know, and it's like, all right, time for me to run my errands around lunchtime. Aiden finally decided to get up, and it's like, you're running errands with me. Remember, we agreed the night before. And he's like, yeah. And he said, but I need to eat breakfast. And I'm like, oh, well, you're eating breakfast. I'm eating lunch. And he just like, oh, okay, cool. I'll be fine. We're running our errands. He's hungry before dinner time now. He's hungry. Mm-hmm. And I had to explain to him. I was like, okay, look, you know, we had an agreement on this. You know, like you said you want to sleep in. And I explained to you that you can, but it's best to get up. You know, it's best to get up to get things done. It gets your day moving, like the question says, get stuff going. He finally understood it later that night because I waited to eat dinner at our normal time, and I didn't give him anything in between. And I just was like, see, you kind of messed yourself up because you decided not to get up. You could have got up, brushed your teeth, washed your face, eat breakfast, and probably could have laid back down if you want to, But you decide that you like, hey, no school, I get to lay up and sleep. So now he's seen it when I was talking to him about it. And that's what I mean about that mental tennis. It's like, yeah, he wants to, he like, I get to lay and sleep all morning. So he hit the ball over into my court. And for me, I could have been like, nah, man, you're going to wake up and hit the ball out of like off the court, like, you know, like, you know, break my racket or something, you know. But no, I thought about it. I was like, okay, cool. You can lay up and you can lay there, you know. So then I decided to hit the ball back and was like, just keep in mind, you got to have breakfast and you got to have lunch since you want to lay down. So then he finally noticed it of that day we was running errands. He like, dude, I'm hungry, Dad. I'm like, yeah, I know. I'm not that hungry, but we're going to wait till dinner, you know. And he finally understood it. And to me, the advice that I want to give you is that mental tennis of like, I let my son decide by himself. He made the responsibility. He made the choice of like, hey, I know now that I got to get up. I got to make sure I eat breakfast because it's going to mess me up if I try to sleep in and wait till lunchtime. And it's like, hey, this is all you. This ain't me. You know, this is you. You're 11 years old. You're going to the sixth grade. You got to learn how to be a little bit more responsible and start understanding how you control yourself, because I'm going to continue to do me. You got to do you. So that's one of the advice I would give, is that let your child be able to make that, like, make it reasonable for them to understand it, and make it more of like, hey, this is my decision. And it's like, okay, I can live with my decision. But if you let them know like, hey, you live with this decision, but look what happens. They could probably catch on to it faster. And that's what I learned as a parent.
Oh, yeah, you know? For sure. Yeah. Cause in that situation, you didn't teach him. He just had to learn.
He had to learn.
Yeah. Like, he had to learn that. He was like, it's like, he hit it over to you. And what you hit back to him was like, hey, you just had sleep for breakfast. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Breakfast was your lunch. It's like, cause I've had sleep for dinner before when I was broke. Yeah. Like, so son, you just had sleep for breakfast. I did. Yes, you did.
Yep. And he was,
your
and
breakfast
he was,
was your lunch, right?
Yep. And he was hungry. He was hungry and I did not feed him. It's not like I don't feed my kid, but I was like,
no, I know. Yeah, it was just, yeah, you're making,
yeah,
a
it's
point.
Like, you might have to learn that you got to get up, dude. Like, I'm not about to wake you up since you like, it's summertime. I get to lay up. I ain't got to go to school. It's like, yeah, I ain't got to go, but it's like, it's best for you to get up. You know, because you still got things to do.
There's so many opportunities for those tennis things. In that same store with the Jordan 1s, we literally buy it. We're walking around the mall. And as we're walking around the mall, we go in the shop. He was looking at some like bobbleheads, pop figures. He wanted to hold the bag of the shoes on his shoulder. My wife's first instinct was like, no way. He's going to leave it in a room. And then she's like, you know what? It's his responsibility. Let him have it. We go into two stores. The second store, we're leaving out of the store. And he goes, Dad, you know what? He's like, where's my bag with the shoes? I'm like, right. You asking me? I'm like, I don't know where you're at. And so he tells mom runs back in last store, finds it, grabs it and brings it back. And she was like, you can't do that. You can't, like, blah, blah, blah. And then I thought for a second that she wasn't going to get back to him. It's like, no, I'm holding it now. And he just felt so horrible. She goes, I'm going to give you another chance. He's like, really? So she gave it back to him. She goes, if you lose this though, I'm not going back. I'm willing to sacrifice the money that we spent for you to learn.
Yes.
And so the rest of the time, we sat down, we ate some of those little pretzel bites, a little thing, while my wife, my daughter in the store, he was eating it with one hand and kept it on the other hand. He wouldn't take it off his hand the whole entire time. So that tennis thing is so true, because that's an opportunity. There's only so much you can learn unless you're in the middle of doing it.
That's right? Real.
Okay. That what were so some of your thoughts?
You know, listening to both guys, I'm just like Roger said, I'm taking some mental notes. And although we want to motivate our kids to continue pursuing everything throughout the whole year, all the time, 365, also understand burnout too. And sometimes we can burn them out on some things. And so, for instance, you know, my daughter, she's not as old as you guys' kids, but, you know, she's 5 years old. She goes
you can start with little things. You can start with little things. Yeah.
Just a little. She's in Kiddie Academy. And right now in summertime, it's summer camp. Yeah. And so we still want her to be sharp, like, you know, as far as her ABCs and her calligraphy, as far as like writing. And so since school was over, she's now in summer camp. And I'm like, hey, Brooklyn, we're still going to do our ABCs. We still have to write. We have to draw. And so she's like, Dad, it's summer camp. I'm like, I get it. It's summer camp. We ain't going to do all the ABCs, but we're going to do some. You're going to get in some type of practice. So, you know, I delegated a little bit and was like, look, we ain't going to do as much quantity, we're just gonna focus on quality. So we get past, I was like, instead of 26, we're just gonna do ABC. We get to the A's, done, right? Next up, we get to the B's, and this is where she started, like, Dad, I draw my B's better than you. So I'm like, okay, I'm competitive. So I start drawing my B's, and then she starts drawing her B's. And I'm like, Brooklyn, your B's look funny. And she looked at me. She was like, Brooklyn, funnier than a B. And I was like, oh, no. Because, like, you get it? She was like, Brooklyn, funnier than a B. She kept on saying it. Like, Brooklyn, funnier than a B. Brooklyn, funnier than a B. I'm like, man, I please don't go to school and say this tomorrow.
Yeah, no.
And then, but, you know, it just taught me, like, man, you know, it's times where it is time to, like, take a break from things and not put too much pressure on them in regards to, like, continuously burning that engine, because there's a certain mileage you always going to reach. But at least let them get some practice, you know what I'm saying? So at time, just so they won't be too burnt out. So I know this is like the opposite spectrum of kind of like what you guys are talking about, but like I think it's a good healthy mix to, you know, let them slow down a little bit so they can come pick back up to go full steam, you know.
Well your daughter Brooklyn's a great example, because she's and especially with your kids too, Rojo, they were raised with technology. So to ask them to wait for something the way we're asked to wait for something, that delayed gratification, it's not as effective as it used to be, because the whole world that they're living in gives them things a lot faster.
Right.
So that's why, like with my son, when I talk to people, it's just like buying it, putting it in front of them, letting them play with it on the weekends. Let me use it here and there. And then slowly, boom, now you own it. The way I call it rent to own. In fact, I haven't done a podcast on this before, but this technique that we're showing is, back in the old days, it was like, you want some nice rims and tires, but you can't afford it. And then they will do a rent to own. You want a nice TV set and a surround sound, but you can't afford it. You can rent to own it, right? So you pay it a little bit at a month. They'll give it to you, but it ain't yours yet, right? And so rent to own is a really good way to motivate your kids. Like, oh, you want that video game? You want this? Too often as parents, we give it to them and they make the mistake that it's theirs. And then when we want to take it back, they go, you can't take it back. It's mine. They're like, no, I bought it. But if you say, no, I'm going to do a rent to own with you. Like with my son and his shoes, he's renting to own it. If he does what he's supposed to do all the way up till his birthday time, at his birthday, which is August 15th, then they're his shoes. But from now until then, they're ours and he can earn to use them. So we're stretching this out. We're trying to get a good month and a half of like work every single week. And by the way, summertime, he's got to work on math. He's got to do this. We got to go outside and get some shots up. You know what I mean? Right. Like he's got to do all these different types of things. Boom. Then you can wear them on the weekend. So rent to own is what we're going to call this episode. Okay.
Ooh, so that's a new social health tool.
It's a new social health tool, man. And it's a good debate for kids is, hey, can I rent to own something, mom? Can I rent to own something, dad? Okay, well, what is it like to rent to own? Okay, well, I want this over here. I know it's too much for me to ask for it up front because I haven't earned it, but it gives them a chance to get a paper trail that they're doing what they need. If you want to earn your parents' respect and trust and eventually get more freedom, renting to own something is an agreement that allows the parents to know that they don't have to give it to you and get taken advantage of, and allows you to know that you still get some of it and you have a chance to turn your past reputation of not falling through with things, not doing what your parents want you to do, turn that reputation around to someone that could be more accountable. Because kids are learning a lot faster than we are. Right. So just because they made a mistake last year doesn't mean that they'll make the same mistake this year. So, I like thank you guys for the feedback on that. And I really appreciate the person that sent in that question. As always, a little reminder, if you want to follow us on social media, you can follow me at David_KOZLOWSKI_Rojo. Where can they follow you?
On Instagram is Robert L. Johnson 32. And on my Twitter, it's TheRojo32.
Okay.
And then for me on Instagram and Twitter, it's the same. It's @KScott_2. That's the number 2.
Okay. And by the time you guys hear this episode, you can follow us on YouTube as well. It's formerly Light the Fight, but now it's OG Therapy on YouTube. You can go find our reels there, past episodes, so on and so forth. And until next time, you guys, thank you so much, because we're so grateful that parents, teenagers alike, when you're struggling, when life and all these different types of things, stress, whatever got you down on your knees, saying please, you can always come and listen to your OGs. Until next time, have a good one.